What about the first light bulb we ever saw?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Papa had a patient, a child that had diphtheria, and he had called to Key Drug Company up in Jackson, Mississippi. It's gone out of business now. And had some drugs sent down for this diphtheria patient. And he sent me out to Brookhaven to get the drug. And I was driving the car at that time. So I got Melvin McFadder, who owns a drugstore now down at Port Gibson. I got Melvin to go with me, and we went out to Brookhaven and went to Hoffman's drugstore to get the medicine. That's where they were going to deliver it to. And it didn't come down on number 3 that afternoon. So I called Papa, and he said, well, there's no need of coming back home. It'll be down in the morning. So you just spend the night there. I said, go over to the Inez Hotel and spend the night. Well, I think it cost us 50 cents or a dollar to spend the night. And we got us a hamburger to eat that night and went up to bed early because we didn't know where to go and were scared to get out of town. So we just stayed close by the hotel. And we went up and went to bed. And we got in there, and the light was on. And it had a piece of electric cord hanging from the middle of the ceiling over to the dresser. And the dresser had a mirror on it and some drawers in it. So it was hanging up on the part of the dresser, the frame that held the mirror up. So Melvin and I got to looking at that light bulb, and we wondered how to put it out. We'd never seen one before. So we couldn't turn it off. So we couldn't go to sleep with it all lighted up. You know, we've been used to a light like this, and you just bring a light bulb in on a country boy, and he couldn't sleep showing up. So finally, he or I, one, thought about putting it in the dresser drawer. So we just opened the dresser drawer and laid that light bulb in there and shut the drawer as far as it would go. Of course, it had a little crack in there where we could see how to get up and get down to the toilet down the hallway about 100 yards, you know.
And that,
no, sir, there ain't no private bath. You went down to that shower stall down the hall. But that, talking about the private bath, that was my first experience with a light bulb. We had gas lights, huh? Yeah, we left the next morning and checked out of the hotel, and it was still burning. We
figured the light bulb just burned all the time.
I thought it was just on. It's bound to be something. And we started to cover it up with our clothes, and it got so hot we scared it burned them. So we just put it in that drawer.